Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, thank you very much, Craig. We welcome you back to hour number two of Overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, along with Aaron Hawksworth.
Hello.
The aforementioned Craig Hoffman, who you just heard from. And I'm merely the rooster, Chris Russell. Sean Summers, Alex Lowe's on the other side of the glass. Not quite the full house that we had. Let me see. Well, no, actually, last night we only had 5-2 because it was me and Forcey from 7 to 10 and three of you guys. So now it's three of us versus two of you. It's a 3-on-2. I'm going to kick your ass.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
All right, so let's get into it. We're going to we've got a ton of reaction to the Josh. I mean, we could probably talk about this forever. Ultimately, he didn't get injured. That's good. I hope nothing else happens to him because I would have moved on from Josh Norman, but I you know, whatever. I mean, the Redskins chose to keep him, and they'll just have to hope that it makes it work and that he gets all the turnovers that he's asked to get, because that's what he said to Ben Standing a couple of weeks ago in The Athletic, that he gets all the turnovers that he's asked to get. So hopefully he'll get – hopefully they'll ask him to get, I don't know, 8 turnovers this year, and he'll get the 8 turnovers that they ask him to get. But either way, he's here, and he's okay, at least as far as we know for right now. Let's move on, guys, to another issue and another topic, Redskins related. This story came out literally as our show was starting. So, you know, we've been kind of trying to digest it as we go along here. But it's on Yahoo Sports, and basically it's kind of taken from another report in 24/7 Wall Street. And essentially, four NFL teams have suffered sharper declines in attendance over the last decade than most teams. And what the report used was attendance figures from the 2008 through 2018 seasons. And they used the numbers from ESPN.com. So you think they're pretty accurate, what have you. And the site looked at teams across all pro sports, not just the NFL, in this 10-year period and highlighted the 12 with the largest losses. But for our purposes, the NFL is where we want to kind of take a look at, because the Redskins, again, remember, made the playoffs under Coach Joe in 2005 and 2007. Sean Taylor passing away, Magic Carpet right into the playoffs. They lose, but coming off of a playoff year. So again, this study starts in 2008, coming off of a playoff year, but Jim Zorn's first year. And the Redskins, according to the study, were at the top of the league or near the top of the league in capacity, leading the NFL in attendance during this 3-year period, 2006 through 2008, again, the first year of this study, averaging 88,604 or 96.6% of capacity. In the 9 years since, and again, totaling 10 years, a 10-year study, the number had plummeted to 61,028. So from an average attendance of 88,604 for a 3-year period from 2006 to 2008 to 61,028, or a drop of 31.1% fewer than 2008. Mm-hmm. Instant reaction, surprise, or not really?
I mean, I'm not surprised. Just having been here about 4 years now, it seems like fans are just disgruntled with Dan Snyder and Bruce Allen and the product that's been on the field. And I think we've seen, you know, a slow decline in attendance, and this study kind of shows that. And people are also frustrated with, you know, the whole FedEx Field experience, you know, from the ticket prices to the parking prices to the traffic, etc., you name it. I think there's just so many issues that people would rather stay home. And you have to wonder, with, you know, HD TV and all the options that people have, Red Zone, etc., perhaps that's played a role in it, but it's unfortunate. That's a huge decline.
31.1% is nothing to sneeze at.
So
obviously,
It's interesting, but it may not be as interesting as the number initially hits you as. Reading through some of the preamble here on the original article on 24/7 Wall Street, one of the things they did was take out all stadiums or all franchises that moved into new stadiums. The Redskins didn't move stadiums, but within that window is when they took out all the seats at FedEx, right? So all of a sudden, your stadium capacity decreases, and you're going from the original number in 2008 in the full stadium that is not just full of people but has more seats to a smaller stadium. And also, you have to remember that last year's decline in attendance was intentional. It's also why a huge reason why Brian LaFemina and his crew are not here, because even though they said this is going to happen, they clearly didn't like the results, and then it got way worse in the last game of the year against Philly. So to say, like, oh, hey, if we're taking this to that, like, the Redskins' graph is probably going down. It is a problem. That's why LaFemina and them were brought in the first place. But it goes down, and then it probably falls off a cliff in 18, and then you take the two dots at the end of the line, and that's the 31% number. And I don't think that's 100% fair, but it also doesn't mean that it's still not, like, 17, 18, 19% or whatever it is that – I'm sure the Redskins have internal numbers that would be interesting to look at. And actually, that's note to self, story idea that you just gave away on the air. I'd be curious the Redskins' response to this and say, like, hey, here's our data. Here's how we calculate this. We clearly know we have to do better, and we're trying to figure out ways, but it's not as bad as maybe this seems.
I mean, honestly, I think a lot of times I don't trust team-driven data because they're going to always make it look better. Then,
well, also remember there was the cold March streak.
Yes, well, but there was also times when I was on the beat where I know that the attendance in reality was way, 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 way different than what they were announcing. I mean, I just know. I mean, I vividly remember conversations and getting information like that from time to time by people in that absolutely would know. Unfortunately, that's just. I think that's common across the board. Like when the Nationals, when the Nationals announced 28,000 on July 4th, I was there in attendance. And I was hotter than hell that day, and many people were under the concourse, but there weren't 28,000 people there. We all know it's tickets sold, not maybe people in attendance. All that, Craig. Just I think you bring up a very valid point. If I'm being totally fair, the whole new stadiums thing and whatever. However, they did this study. There is no doubt there has been a precipitous drop in terms of attendance, in terms of fan interest, television ratings. We saw a big drop in that last year. Whether it's 31%, 18%, 25%, whatever it is, it doesn't matter. I would argue that, yes, the percent may be off or may be skewed a little bit, but the reason why they were taking out gaping sections of FedEx Field was not to make FedEx Field look better. It's because for a long time there was the NFL blackout rule, which no longer exists, so they were deathly afraid of having Redskins home games blacked out. That's the motivation for why they did that, and also because they couldn't sell those seats. I mean, there was the rare, like, both of you guys weren't here, Hoff, were you traveling with the Cowboys for that 2012 NFC East Sunday night?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I was there. Both of you guys weren't there. I mean, that place was unbelievable that night. It was rocking. I mean, it was everything that Redskins football, like when you grow up hearing about it, watching games at RFK and hearing about the legend and lore of this franchise, it was unbelievable. But there's been so many Sundays, and quite honestly, so many Mondays, where there hasn't been that feeling of luster. So they're not taking out these sections of seats because they're trying to make the stadium look more aesthetically pleasing. They're taking them out because they can't sell them. And now, even with the blackouts restricted or gone, they're still having problems selling all the tickets and still paring down the stadium.
Probably wouldn't have a problem.
Without question. And I think that begs the question, which we'll ask on the phones, 800-636-1067. Like, and we've asked this question before, but I don't know how much I've done this since LaFemina. Like, this was the hot topic of last summer, but what gets you back?
Yeah.
Because while the data may not be 100% accurate, the sentiment is. The conclusion is actually accurate in spite of the data maybe potentially being off. They have a problem.
What will
it take? People, and they're every sporting team, organization, nearly worldwide, has a problem now getting people to games. Clearly, like, English Premier Soccer and the highest levels, there are some leagues that are having less trouble than with this than others. But the NFL in totality, if we just keep it to that, is having an attendance problem. The
Absolutely.
Redskins' attendance problem is worse than most other teams' attendance problem, even if it's not 31%. So what gets you back? 800-636-1067. That is the question.
Absolutely. 800-636-1067. As Craig just said, what gets you back in the door at FedEx Field? They're stuck there for a number of years, so it's not going to change. It's not going anywhere. What gets you back in the door? What do they have to win? 8 games, 9 games, 10 games? What does it have to be? Is there a magic number of wins? 800-636-1067 on the Fan. All right, so what brings you back? It is Overtime on Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, along with Aaron Hawksworth, Craig Hoffman. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you with us. 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067.
What was that?
Hey, big boy.
Hey, big boy.
Who are you saying that to?
Oh, I don't know.
One of your co-hosts.
Wouldn't you like to know, Hawk? Hey, big boy.
Are you cheating on me?
Yeah. And with
Dukes. And David in Bethesda.
I was hoping that would be you.
Damn it. What else you got there?
I got all Anything kinds good? Of stuff. There's a couple of these that I'm... This one's called Russell Maniac.
I've never really heard this one. That one.
I'm just lost in the button I can press over here. Oh, we got a sad cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
It's called Sad Cock-a-Doodle-Doo.
Yep.
Every time I call Russell, I want to say Cock-a-Doodle-Doo.
And a Cock-a-Doodle-Doo to you, too. Hey, Chad.
Ooh, oh, gross. I didn't need that.
That's ridiculous. All right, anyway, we're talking about this new report, this new research that the Redskins have suffered. Again, it is flawed, as Craig pointed out, an over 30% drop in attendance since 2008 at FedEx Field. Now, obviously, again, we know the stadium sucks. We know they've tried a bunch of things to try and make it better, to try and make it more appealing from the big, huge Jumbotron scoreboards and all that stuff, the party decks, the premium seating, all the food. They had their big Taste of FedEx Field event last night. They've got Guy Fieri coming into town and a new concession stand and all that. We're going
to
get maybe...
Excuse you. Guy Fieri doesn't come to town. Guy Fieri comes and it becomes Flavortown.
There you go. Comes to Flavortown. There you go. Good point. Anyway, the bottom line is the Redskins from 2006 to 2008... averaged 88,604. By last year, now this is again not a 10-year number, but by last year, and again, as Hoffman pointed out, before they fired Brian LaFamina and his crew, by design, partially, 61,028, or 31.1% fewer than 2008. Now, there are a lot of reasons for this. Here's what I want to know most. Last year, when the Redskins were 5-2, 6-3, and everything was going pretty well. Everybody kept saying, well, why aren't people showing up? Why didn't people show up for the home opener against the Indianapolis Colts? So on and so forth. Oh, if they just keep winning, they'll keep showing up. I think we're past that with the Washington Redskins. Now, if they win big, guys, people will come. If they win 11 games a year, of course people will come back. Maybe it won't be what it used to be. Again, obviously there's not 90,000 seats, so the numbers will never be that way. And even in the new stadium, there won't even be anywhere close to that. But people kept saying yesterday or last year, if they just keep winning, people will come. I think this team needs to win, and needs to win sexy, needs to win impressively to get a large part of this fan base back. I think people want to see an offense that rolls up 35 points a game, that flexes its muscle, that is exciting. Patrick Mahomes, Kansas City Chiefs style.
Right.
Sean McVay, Los Angeles Rams style. I think that's the only thing that saves the next 8 years at FedEx Field.
Yeah, I mean, if you take winning away, I know I'm just making an example here that Petco Park, where the Padres play, Padres have been a losing organization.
Right.
They were recently named the number one ballpark in the country, best ballpark. And a large part of that has to do with how they've revamped and changed the hospitality landscape. They went and they would tweet out, what's the best burger in town? What's the best pizza in town? Mm-hmm. And instead of having the generic chicken tenders and french fries,
right,
they're now bringing in local, like a Ben's Chili Bowl that Nats Park has, but local restaurants, and making it sort of feel like you are going to one of your favorite local restaurants in town. And they've really changed the way, you know, fans experience vending, so to speak. They've created different little bar areas.
The experience.
They've got the craft beers. Like, they've got, you know, the different, you can get like mixed drinks in cans now. Mm-hmm. It's just different stuff that maybe people are looking for now.
Maybe. I think it's baseball and football are hard because baseball, going to a baseball game is something you could just randomly do on a whatever. Hey, you want to go to the Nats game tonight? Yeah, sure. Going to a football game is like as an investment. Like, you've got to really decide, like,
it's an all day
investment. This is something we're going to spend a large amount of time on. If we go, it's really expensive. There's only 10 of them, you know, preseason being two, but they still charge the same, which is crazy. But 8 regular season games for each home team every year. And so I feel like in football compared to baseball or basketball, because there are it's much more about the game, and I think the winning has so much more to do with it.
Oh, absolutely!
But
I just don't see what they're not going to win a Super Bowl this season,
right? What you also want to do is make sure that's like for La Famina or for whoever is now in that job, whoever, whether it's Bruce or whatever people are on the business side under him that don't have as fancy of titles. Their job is to not screw it up. Their job is to provide the best things possible and then hope the football cooperates.
Mm-hmm.
But again, I just go back to like everybody was wondering what was wrong with the attendance last year because they were winning. Again, they were winning in a very boring fashion. And I think it's been said many times on this radio station, this is an event town. It's not just a football town. It's an event town. People want to feel captivated. People want to feel like they're part of something special. People want to be seen, especially political bigwigs and celebrities and executives and so on and so forth. I think winning sexy is the only thing that is going to save the Redskins. Not even, again, winning, just period winning, which is the way it is.
I think if they win, people are back.
But again,
I agree.
How do we define win? Okay, does it have to be just 10 wins? Does it have to be 9 wins? Does it have to be 11 wins? Does it have to be year after year consistently?
You're talking about convincing sexy wins and not just...
Well, I'm just saying, again...
I think there has to be stakes. Like, for it to be an event, there has to be stakes. So last year, as they win early in the season,
right. Nobody
thought they were good. And it was still early enough in the season that there were no stakes to those games. Even the Houston game, which... really, there were stakes that, like, had they won the Houston game, people would have been there the rest of the season. They would have been like, oh, this team's going to make the playoffs. Let's get on. And it would have gradually built. And then obviously this season, there would have been a lot more. If they had made the playoffs, there would have been some kind of expectations. We all know their things took as dramatic of a turn as you could possibly take. So I think if there's some kind of sustained success or even some success on a limited basis where there's actual belief that the football team is good, that people would go back.
I understand what you're saying, and your point does make sense.
I try.
I just don't know.
Occasionally it works.
I just don't know if they would have even made the playoffs last year or gotten to 9-7, let's just call it.
Think about the Green Bay playoff game.
If there would have been huge buy-in. Yeah, but at least they had won the division. So I guess, under your argument, do they have to win the division in order for people to buy in?
People
do they have to
late
feel...
in that season, too.
Okay.
The Dallas game that season was one of the best games I've been to, if not the single best game I've been to.
The Dallas Monday Nighter?
The Dallas Monday Nighter. Now, they quickly made that into a game no one wished they went to because they were terrible.
Yes.
It is also one of the worst games that I've seen the Redskins play in my 4 years here. But the atmosphere that night was as good as I have seen FedEx.
All right, so what needs to happen to bring you guys back? We have a ton of phone calls, so to be fair to everybody, we're going to take a quick time out here at the bottom of the hour so we can stay on our clock and then get to you guys, I promise, in just mere moments at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We see all of you. We're going to get to as many of you as we can. Aaron Hawksworth, Craig Hoffman, I'm Chris Russell. This is Overtime Until 10 right here on The Fan. What will bring you back? Here's Hoff with the latest Sports Flash.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Damn, all right, it is John, overtime. Where did this come from? Wow. I haven't heard this song since 2010.
Caught me off guard. I didn't even know it was on this system.
Sean comes up with all sorts of interesting.
Do you know who this is, Rooster?
I have no idea.
Aaron, do you remember this song?
Will Smith?
Yeah.
Really?
This is Will Smith.
No kidding.
This is like Will Smith's last attempt at music. Outside of that one.
How did the Redskins switch their attendance
hey!
Woes?
We thought right, Aaron would have the dad jokes.
We welcome you back. It is Overtime along with Aaron Hawksworth, Craig Hoffman. I'm Chris Russell. Good to have you aboard with us. We're going to get right out to your calls at 800-636-1067. What will bring you back? Hoffman basically says, look, if they would have kept winning last year, the whole Alex Smith injury against Houston and that loss, and then a couple of road losses really kind of derailed momentum. I agree. Attendance certainly would have gotten a lot better. I think we would all agree with that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, you start the season 6-3 and then finish with a 1-6 record. I mean, that's depressing.
Right, but would the attendance have really super spiked, i.e.
if they kept up that pace,
yeah, to
I don't
like,
think
say,
so.
75-ish
I
thousand people?
I think they've got to make the playoffs
I don't
at least
think so.
2 or 3 years in a row.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
And show that there's they're eventually going to make it to a Super Bowl.
Or if you say, well, okay, that's not realistic, attendance has to improve before that. To me, I think they have to become, again, sexy and interesting, a la Baker Mayfield and the Cleveland Browns, a la Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs, because you're not going to win every game. We all understand that. You're going to lose some games. You're going to lose in this league just as much, maybe more, depending on what team you are, what franchise you are, and what talent you have in injuries. You're going to lose just as much as you're going to win. Basically, we all understand the league is
a
parity mediocre
league.
Field. Right, exactly. So you can't always control wins and losses. But what you can probably do is control, again, how exciting the product is. Because even when they weren't winning last year, they were boring, which we pointed out, right?
Even when they were winning, they were boring.
Exactly. And that's the problem. So the Redskins, I think, need to get sexy on offense, which maybe Dwayne Haskins certainly brings a sex appeal from a football sense to that. Of course, we would all agree they need to win consistently. Your point, Aaron. But what also could bring back the fans? We know about the parking, the traffic. To me, the number one reason why people don't want to go anymore, the cost for a mediocre product. The cost is inordinate for a mediocre product.
The cost and the commitment for a mediocre product.
Absolutely. Let's see what the fans think at 800-636-1067. Let's get to Judy in D.C. What's up, Jude? How are you?
I'm well. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
So I think it's like a mixture of both. Yeah, we like to win consistently as well. And, you know, I do think that Dwayne Haskins, the reason why he's here is because, yeah, they want a sexy offense. And you'd have like a sexy quarterback and a first-round pick who can hopefully be that. I do think that last year, you know, the Redskins were winning the first half of the season, you always have people in the back of their minds saying that, oh, well, I don't want to be taken for a ride. I don't know they're winning, but it's only a matter of time, because that was still the narrative of last season. Like, yeah, they're winning, but we all know what's going to happen because they're the Redskins. I think that what needs to happen is a 2012 type of, you know, season where you roll out 7 wins in a row, because I really don't think that, you know, a three-game run or a four-game run is really enough now. And, you know, I also agree with the cost. Like, sometimes people don't want to spend to just see their hearts get broken as well. So thanks for taking my call.
I appreciate it, as always. But guys, I would say this, right? Again, maybe the wins don't come in bunches because of the schedule, because, again, it's a parity-filled league because of injuries, whatever it is. To me, I do think if Dwayne Haskins comes in and...
You solved it if they trade for Jameis Winston.
If Dwayne Haskins comes in and all of a sudden the offense has swagger, right? That Robert Griffin 2012 swagger, the Kirk Cousins in December of 2015 and, you know, for the most part in 2016 type of swagger where you were pretty confident that almost every time they had the ball in their hands, they were going to be able to move and they were going to be able to organize and orchestrate the offense and punch it in. If you have that, I think you will get a lot of your casual.
Kirk Cousins to DeSean Jackson, sexy.
Yes.
That got the crowd lit.
So that's the fun part about this, is the guy who could unlock this theory is now on the roster. Dwayne Haskins throws a real sexy deep ball.
Yeah. Oh, like, absolutely.
We will... Fans that are going to go to training camp, here's my Redskins training camp pitch. Ashburn, I expect the check in the mail. If you want to go see something that you haven't seen in a long time, go to training camp.
Mm-hmm.
Go to training camp and wait for Dwayne to let one go, because that ball is different. And I've been saying this since I saw him throw live at the Combine in February. Like, you watch I don't know the best way to do this on the radio, but, you know, all the quarterbacks are throwing in Indianapolis. I'm in the building. I'm up in a suite at Lucas Oil Stadium. And first deep ball kind of has this regular trajectory. Second ball, regular trajectory. Third ball, up steps Haskins, and the ball is like scraping the scoreboard.
It explodes out of his hand.
It's not just the ones that he drives. Those are noticeable. But where you really notice it is just the high arcing, beautiful deep ball. Mm-hmm. And that matters, by the way, because it allows receivers to run under it. It does unlock an actual higher probability of completing those big, deep passes, which is what people love. People love big plays.
Right.
And so when Dwayne eventually works his way into the lineup, whenever that is, if he's successful on those, people are going to get really excited. And so if you talk about style mattering and winning mattering, in theory, the formula is there. If Dwayne's successful on the winning part, it will be in a style that is also appealing.
Will sexy bring you back to FedEx Field? How about that, huh? 800-636-1067.
Sean, we got a new song for you.
Not big sexy. Dwayne Haskins sexy. Let's get to Dennis in Herndon on the Fan. Dennis is with us on Overtime. Den, how are you?
I'm good, guys. How are y'all doing?
Good. Thanks for the call.
All right, I'll tell you one thing real quick that could bring me back is when they first opened the stadium, that would definitely bring me back. But now it's to the point where parking costs so much that the only way I would want to go is if I can go with a group of people. But since they're not winning, it's like herding cats to try to get people to go. You know, I go to games all the time by myself, you know, Caps, Wizards, but that's different. You know, you can get a parking garage 2 blocks away from the stadium, $15, walk 5 blocks from Metro Center. So they do start winning, then it makes it, you know, a greater incentive for people to go. You know, parking doesn't cost so much if you can spread it out over multiple people, and people are excited to go. But at this point, I'm not going from Herndon all the way to Landover, you know, spending that time in traffic, gas, you know, everything, to then have to walk a mile to the stadium to see them lose. So, you know, it's just not worth it. And, you know, I'd love to go. Even with them losing, I'm a diehard fan. I watch, you know, every game, if I'm working or listening on the radio.
Right.
But they need to make it worthwhile and, you know, honestly worthwhile for other people to go because, you know, like I said, parking is just so much, you know.
Dennis, is it really just the parking, though? Is it really just the parking? If all they did was lower the cost, you'd be there.
I would be there. Or if they brought back the shuttle from the Metro. I mean, I know it sounds petty, but, you know, I don't have the biggest budget for sports.
I don't think it sounds petty.
Bucks,
no,
I don't think it sounds petty. I think it's absurd that the Redskins or any NFL team or any stadium, and I, you know, I've been down to AT&T Stadium as have all of you guys, right? Some of those lots around Jerry's World cost $100 to park. Get out of here.
And
it's ridiculous.
Is,
thank you, Dennis.
I think Dennis makes a great point, too. Like, $40 sounds ridiculous, but if you got four people to go, you split it up, it's $10
right.
a person. How much does that really affect you? Probably not much, but it does then become harder. Like, okay, well, getting the four buddies to go is actually difficult.
Yeah.
Right.
And so you're not going to buy a single ticket, eat that whole parking and go by yourself, or go if it's $20 a person.
Right.
But the more, it's risk reward's not, it's not risk reward, but value, right? It is how valuable is it to me to go to the game? If it's, it's going to be more enjoyable to watch on TV, plus when I'm done, I can throw my remote through my TV because they suck and just deal with it. And then as opposed to having to walk back to my car
and
then
sit
go
in all
home
that
and be
traffic,
super mad
right.
for an hour. He said he lives
feel
in
like
Herndon.
Feel like you waste your money.
I leave late enough after the games that it there's not that much traffic I deal with. It still takes me 45 to get home to Reston on a good day.
Yeah.
So to get to Herndon's another 10.
I mean, it would take us sometimes 45 after all the press conferences and locker room just to get to Roslyn.
Yeah.
I mean, there was still lingering traffic sometimes.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, it's a pit, as most NFL stadiums are. Let's quickly go to Kathy on the Fan. What's up, Kathy? How are you?
I'm okay. How about you guys?
Good. Thanks
Great,
for calling.
Kathy. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Kathy.
Well, I'm a season ticket holder for probably 30-some years, and I still go to the games. I went to the game recovering from a ripped in half quadricep and tendons both torn from the bottom.
Jeez, trooper. You are loyal. You are who Dan Snyder wants to meet.
Yeah, well, we met and talked a few times.
Okay.
You know, and I've let him know that it's discouraging to me that we don't have the right people when it's people pay as much money for the tickets and the parking. Give us a good product. We had it for a long time. We had some of the best players ever. Me and Sean and Marcus Washington used to do a little dance in the end zone, you know, and stuff.
Right, but he would say we're trying everything we can. And maybe they are, maybe they aren't. There's different methods. Why do you keep going? Yeah. If you're so frustrated, why do you keep going, Kathy?
Because I love my team. The Redskins are my boyfriend. My husband passed away quite a while ago.
I love her.
Yeah.
They're my boyfriend. I love them forever. And I'm always going to be there cheering. They made a little commercial with me last year. I was on the Jumbotron with my third down cheer because I sit in the end zone. And I'm real good friends on the tweet team. They're moving from midfield over to my section this year.
What section?
In front of me.
All right.
Yeah. So I like it. I just love being there, and I want to see him win.
Yeah, well, I mean, so do a lot of people. Thank you, Kathy. Appreciate it. How about
Kathy
that? The Redskins are my boyfriend. 800-636-1067. That is dedication. That is dedication, obviously. Some people feel that way and have not frayed one bit from how they used to feel about the Washington Redskins. Of course, we know the reality, the other side of the argument, the other side of the column, if you will, or the aisle, is many people resenting and frustrating to no end. We'll get back to more of your calls on this. We'll get into something else in the 8 o'clock hour. Keep them coming, 800-636-1067. If you want to tweet us, it's at Aaron Hawksworth, at Craig Hoffman, at WrestleMania621 on the Fan. Ah, there it is. We mentioned it. Well, JT.
Well played by you coming up with that.
But
Redskins
Sean,
need to bring a little sexy back to get the
attendance. But
Sean
got the job done, ultimately. Like, I drove down the field. I got the Redskins, or I got the show in position at the 8-yard line. First and goal from the 8. Ran a little jet sweep motion.
Sean's just smiling.
Sean took the ball, sweeping across the formation from Colt McCoy and ran it into the end zone for a Redskins touchdown. There you go. All right, what will bring you back? Is it just winning? Is it cutting costs? Is it bringing sexy back and lighten up the scoreboard, regardless of winning or losing, but we feel like it's an entertaining product, even if they don't win as much as you would like. Like, basically how the Cleveland Browns evolved last year, right? They didn't win as much as they would have liked. They didn't win enough to make the playoffs. Some of that is because of what happened early in the year, but they damn well sure brought sexy back.
It was about time that I hit something wrong over here.
But they damn well sure brought it back, right? So it became a thing,
Baker,
again, to go to the Cleveland Browns games, right? To support the team, even though they didn't win enough ultimately, and even though they fell short in the end. It was fun. It was exciting.
I think they just wanted those Bud Light fridges, though.
Well, that's true. That's true. Who doesn't need a cold beer?
That was a fun moment, though.
Let's go to
beer.
Let's go to Derek and Laurel on the Fan. Derek, how are you?
Good, good. How you all doing?
Good.
Good, man. What's up?
What will bring me back, it's kind of a combination of parking and customer service. So basically, last season, I became a season ticket holder for the first time. And I wanted to park in a certain lot. And I didn't ask for free parking or anything. I didn't even mind for parking. But they told me I had to buy a certain level of ticket to park in this lot. And every game that I would go to, the lot that I wanted to park in was basically empty.
Mm.
So it didn't make sense to me.
So what you're saying is you were willing to pay for that lot, but they're not charging more for that lot than other lots. They're just saying you have to buy a certain level of ticket. So in essence, they're charging more for that lot.
I don't think they're necessarily charging that more
But what I'm saying is they're saying you have to have a certain level of ticket, which is a more premium ticket. So therefore, they're essentially by extension, they're charging more for that lot.
But if those higher level tickets aren't sold out, like he's saying, it's disappointing to see this lot essentially empty.
Right,
and he's like, man, I'm willing to pay to get in there, right?
But I guess my counter would be to Derek is so would 40 other thousand people be willing to park in that lot if they're buying parking to get into FedEx Field. So they're saying, look.
But Chris.
That's okay.
I have a lower level ticket. I don't have like a 400 level ticket.
Right.
You're looking for better value for your ticket. You're like, hey, I bought this ticket. That may not be the premium, but it's pretty good. And then there's these other perks available, and I think I should get that with my ticket.
As a season ticket holder, which he said he is, he should get that.
Well, I mean,
right. I just want to be able to park in this specific lot. It's not the, I think it's a platinum lot. It's not that. It's not even the purple lot. It's one of the orange lots. It's like the middle, basically.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know the orange lots. I parked in those sometimes last year.
I hear the frustration, Derek.
I hear you. And essentially, I think the details are a little bit irrelevant in terms of which lot, which ticket, et cetera.
Right.
I think this is something that the last crew put a huge emphasis on. And again, part of me hates continuing going back to like what La Famina and Ziff and all those guys did, but like I actually knew what they did, and I don't know what the current administration does, and I don't know what they did before because they're not transparent and open, and they don't tell us these kinds of things. So I can't make any kind of organizational pitch on the Redskins' behalf because I don't know what the hell they're doing. But, and I'm saying that bluntly. I don't say that like to take a shot. It's just like it is what it is. One of the things that they tried to do was create more value to season ticket holders outside of just here's your ticket. They did the event with Alex Smith last year, which was, you know, and other chalk talk type of things. They invite them to certain exclusive other events at FedEx Field. They might get, you know, premier access to concert tickets to FedEx, like things like
the
that.
Discounts
go a
off
long
the food.
Way. Right. Exactly. So I think what the caller's saying is like, I wish that my season ticket got me more.
Had a little bit more incentive to it.
Right.
Which is fine. I agree.
The parking, like, hey, if I'm going to buy a season's worth of tickets, then I should get to park in, you know, orange, you know, if I want to upgrade to platinum. Like, these are the things that in theory, these business and marketing people are trying to figure out, but clearly they haven't figured out a formula yet that works for at least the people we've talked to.
Here's a novel idea. If the Redskins want to really boost attendance and really want to boost their season ticket base, again, give them free parking. Never mind pay this lot, that lot, any lot, give them free parking.
Well, the problem is also capitalism. They also, it's a market. It's market-based. Clearly, they have not figured out the best market to enhance because you have a sales number and you have a dollar number.
Yep.
And if they sell less tickets but make more money, are they really that upset?
The only thing I would counter that with is the optics are bad when you sell less tickets, no matter what. Or
that's
when
the
opponent invades, like what happens on a regular basis.
Well, Eagles fans pay the same for parking as Redskins fans.
Yeah. Absolutely. All right, let's squeeze in.
That'd be great. Patrick. An opposing fan charge. You pull in, the parking attendant's like, that's 10 extra bucks.
Let's squeeze in Patrick and Ashburn here before the top of the hour. What's up, Pat? How are you?
Hey, doing well. I agree with you. They got to make it sexy. Got to throw some flea flickers in there, and you got to score touchdowns. The Redskins are known for field goals. Known. And they don't go for it on 4th and 1. 4th and 2, there's no gambling. And this season, John Gruden's going to be gambling big time.
Hey, Jay man, Gruden. I'm not trying to coach two teams at once, okay?
I would also say this. Your first point is better than your second. I do think they go for it on fourth and one plenty. I mean, they had several quarterback sneaks in big spots at midfield, at the 40-yard line on their own side of the field last year, early on when things were rocking and rolling a little bit. I would say the bigger problem is they, I mean, since the 2015 season, I don't have the exact numbers in front of you, but I know they are among the league's lowest conversion of red zone opportunity percentage into touchdowns. They get plenty of points in terms of the field goals. They don't convert into touchdowns. 2015, they were great. 2016 through 2018, they have struggled in the red zone. 800-636-1067. We'll continue along in this vein as well. Aaron Hawksworth sent along this topic question, which I liked, and we're going to explore it next hour. Who is your underdog long shot that you're rooting for at training camp to make the Redskins opening week 53-man roster? Who is the guy that you're going to say, that's my guy? That guy is who I'm cheering for. That guy is who I'm pulling for. That guy needs to be on the 53-man to open up the year. 800-636-1067. Get those thoughts and get them lined up at 800-636-1067 on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.